Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back. It's episode 2 of season 4.
First little solo. You know what? I say solo here, but we got my boy E.T. What you got to say for yourself, pal? I love me some.
All right. Thank you very much for that introduction, Chip. No,
that was him speaking.
Oh, right. Yeah. Thank you very much for that introduction, E.T.
Unbelievable. You know, at this age, look at the size of him.
Can't get the guests.
Can't get enough of it, eh?
So a lot of people were actually speculating. I read about on the trailer. One of the common comments was that they think that we got dropped from Spotify because we had too many wanking stories.
And that would be?
Correct.
True. I actually wouldn't. Would you actually, genuinely though, if they came to us and they're like, oh, you need to stop talking about wanking. I would have been like, hold the fucking phone. No.
Well, it's like you would have to go to them and just be like yeah. Okay, fine. And you don't have a podcast and because it's all we talk about.
And they need to respect. I've built a legacy of masturbation. It's not something easy to do.
Yeah, you try it.
Exactly. Like, you ain't done it.
Yeah.
You ain't stroked it 9 times in one day, pal. I'll say it to Daniel Ek to himself. Is it Daniel Ek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big dog, big daddy cheese at Spotify.
Yeah, that's true. He's a cool guy.
There was somebody. Huh?
You met him?
I've met Daniel Ek, yeah.
We went for dinner with him. How do you think we got the deal in the first place,
Paul? Come on, pal. Come on.
You got it.
Unbelievable.
There was somebody that said, I wonder if this set's been wanked in yet.
Not yet. Not yet. First person to do it is probably going to be Stanley, because Stanley actually, Stanislav sleeps here. Like, quite often.
Yeah, he does.
You can't see Stanislav right now because obviously we've changed things a little bit for season 4. He's actually on this action cam giving me a little zoom right now. He hates it, by the way. He did it for the first time in episode 1 and he looked like he was dead afterwards because he's just zooming in and out for two hours straight.
I think we need to say the reason that he's not on camera though is because he's currently transitioning. And he doesn't want to be on camera.
Whoa, hey, it's 2023.
Yeah, hey, man. Pal. There's nothing wrong with transitioning.
I didn't say anything was wrong with it. I'm saying he didn't want to be on camera.
Oh. Hey, you know what? On YouTube, I don't know what we can say these days.
Surely that's fine.
You never know.
We got to be a little bit careful. So there was actually a really good bit in the Harry episode, the first one that we did. And it was a dilemma. And it just went so far and it was so vulgar, we had to cut it out. So we're working on some way of just showing you guys these
if only
clips.
There was
give us a bit though. Give us a little minute to cook something for you. But
little uncensored version somewhere, that'll be class one day.
Yeah, because the amount of stuff that gets cut out of these things is disgusting.
Yeah, I know, like, damn.
These are actually 3-hour long pods. You lot just only see an hour and a half.
Yeah, there's a lot cut out of this. Already we've cut 5 minutes out of this one.
One new thing about season 2, Chippo.
Yeah.
We've decided to lay things out just a little bit better for you guys because we really want you guys to subscribe to this channel, but also have the notification bell. But we understand that if you turn notifications on, you don't really want to be spammed. So what we decided is just on this channel, we are going to have just podcasts, no clips on here. Instead, there's another channel that we've created and we'll leave a link to that down below where you guys can subscribe. If you prefer consuming your podcast through clips or you don't want to miss anything, then go over to our clips channel as well. Yeah. Hit subscribe.
We Fellas really Clips that. Is called. So yeah. Very simple.
Very easy. Very nice. Very normal. Let's talk dream guest because it's season 4.
Yeah, season 4.
Now, the obvious thing is like, okay, dream guest, blah, blah, blah. You're a fucking alien wank fest dream guest. What's his name? Bob.
You know his
Zager name. Or some shit. What is
you
it?
Know his name. You know his name.
Who's
say,
that?
Say his name.
Zager.
No, say his name. You know his name.
Bob Lazar.
Yeah, look at that. Bob was trying to crack a joke in that. No, Bob Lazar would be amazing, but
we're not talking about look, season four. Who do you think?
I love Outdoor Boys.
Yeah,
we've said that quite a few times now, but I just do want to reiterate. If there is some way we can get in contact with him, I've tried to message him on Instagram, but he's got that like message request thing where he's either just not going to look at it, or you can only send one message or something.
Yeah,
not had any luck.
He probably
ain't
got signal out in the woods, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Apparently, he's quite active on Facebook, but I don't have a Facebook account.
Yeah,
and he's got his comments turned off on YouTube, doesn't he?
Such a like a dad thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I read somewhere that he had to turn his comments off. It's not his choice. YouTube made him because of his kids being in the videos.
No, he did choose to turn them off. I read a comment from him saying he chose to turn them off, and he found that it was actually a lot easier making the content, not having to, you know, cater to snowflakes. And he actually said that.
Wait, really? He said cater to snowflakes?
He didn't say the word snowflakes.
Oh, what? So this guy like the Nigel Farage of like
the
woodcutting
world. He said he didn't have to cater to people who moan about every little detail. He can just make the videos he wants to make.
I really rate that, you know?
Yeah, I rate that too.
Because I often find that when you start reading the comments, real ratings would be
making the videos you want to make, keeping the comments on, and just not giving a shit.
Yeah, but subconsciously, I think when you start reading comments,
you
just start making decisions.
Because I know I do that.
Yeah, so if you just don't have any comments, any sort of feedback at all, you're just going to forever make the content that you want to make.
Take yourself out of that situation. That's what I always say.
So Outdoor Boys is on your list.
Yeah, who else? Got to be some more.
We need to get James Maddison on this pod.
Yeah, more footballers would be good.
Yeah, because the Ramsdale one absolutely banged. In fact, I think in season three, that was probably, was that our most listened to ep?
Yes, that was our most listened to ep and most shared ep.
Our most shared ep, yeah, because there was a lot of content.
Sorry, I'm wrong. Not most shared ep. It was the most new followers we got from an episode.
Yeah. Bro, is it the football Twitter got a hold of that one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was really good. Maybe Ramsdale will come back on again at some point. Who knows?
Top man. It'd be great to have him on. I want James Maddison on. And
who else footballer-wise? Thing is, I'd love a United player, but United players are so protected. It's crazy. Like
Jack Grealish should be
no
good.
No chance you'd get any on.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like a little, someone who's a fan. Hoyland, Mason Mount. But they're just not going to let him come on, are they?
Yeah, I don't think so. Mason well,
not a fan,
Mount.
But someone
There's
who
no
knows
chance.
The YouTube space at least a little bit, because then they're more likely to be keen for it.
Who do you reckon in the Premier League is like the biggest set that sash head?
It's got to be Jack Grealish, no? Jack Grealish, Kyle Walker.
I reckon Kyle Walker is more than Jack Grealish.
You reckon?
I just think Kyle Walker confirm it.
Like Jack Grealish is a poster boy for getting fucking smashed, but Kyle Walker undercover, like he's that guy when you say no to going out, he's like, nah, I didn't know you were like that. Didn't know you were boring like that. You know?
Yeah. There's always that person. Yeah.
All right. We'll mind that out.
I think Kyle Walker's got to be up there. Who else in the Prem?
Trying to think.
All right, what manager do you reckon gets on it on the weekend?
Bro, they're all so much older though. Sam Allardyce.
Sean Dyche.
Sam Allardyce used to smash a packet, man.
Definitely.
100% I'd say. Is that a good call?
Sam Allardyce.
Sam Allardyce. Party bag.
I think Sean Dyche definitely loves the magic dust.
Go
for
on,
sure.
Who else? There's got to be some more. Like, think even all the managers that.
My God! By the way, here's one that I know you lot are all going to back me on. Mancini. Let me tell you, Mancini. When he goes back to Italy, he's probably railing
That's so rogue. I don't know about that. You feeling that one,
bro? An Italian guy like him with the level of class, you just
so
know.
What? Because he's Italian, that's it. He just jumps on it.
Yeah, pretty.
Now
much.
He knows his red wines. I don't think he's like what you think.
A glass
got
of
one,
red.
Got one. Rooney, not a Prem manager, but yeah, I just back in the day he was different. Yeah. He used to love it.
Yeah. Okay, I could see that.
Probably not now, though. Right? All right.
Fuck it. Now more than ever.
Crazy how he's 38.
Now, but you'd like... Yeah.
Wayne Rooney is not 38.
Yeah, bro, he is. He's 38 years old.
Bro, that's a long 38.
He just aged differently, man. Respect him. He's one of the GOATs.
He is one of the GOATs.
I do love him, man. Yeah.
Wayne Rooney would be great to come on. I'd love to have him on.
Bet he's got some fucking stories. I'll tell you who'd be good. Jamie Carragher.
Jamie Carragher, and then what I'd like to do is I'd like to have Theo come in midway because they had beef at one point, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, Theo likes that like Jamie Carragher's like his arch nemesis, but he don't know you like that, bro.
Little bro,
I'm just sorry, Jamie Carragher don't know you like that. Nah, but yeah, what was the beef over?
Wasn't it all from Wembley Cup? Like Jamie Carragher was giving Theo the big ones.
Yeah,
And then Theo's there like, oh. He still talks about that moment. That's the thing with Theo, you know, if something happens to him, right, and he secretly loves it,
yeah,
then he will forever continue to bring that up.
Yeah, always.
To his death. Like, we've already seen the stories of that when he was single and he would go out and he would show girls his goals at Wembley Cup.
That was
like, on a night
crazy.
Out, he would just pull them up.
Yeah, I can't lie. I used to do that for him, like as a wingman. I'd be like, you don't know this man. They'd be like, no. I'd be like, well, you about to whack it up. Look at that. Pass one, pass two, pass three. Back of the net.
Theo Baker, HD.
Yeah, Theo Baker, skills and goals, HD. Yeah. In Brighton, we were born.
Why is he not a Brighton fan?
Nah, he's not actually from Brighton. He's from
Seaford.
Seaford, innit? And it's like, you know.
That's Brighton.
Nah, it's next to Brighton. Next to it, innit? Like Seaford, yeah. He's born.
Right. I always see the comments on his pitch side streams. It says like Theo Baker, the Brighton fan.
I used to go back to Theo's and age loads, man. Go down there. Play a little bit of football. We go to the pier, have a little bit of food. Quick link up, Joella.
Brighton in the summer is actually a spot.
Yeah,
it's too busy now though.
Yeah, has it become like a hotspot for it?
Yeah, it's just way too busy. It's just like everybody is now aware that Brighton is that place during the summer. But where did we go? Where did I go for the fella? Oh, Southend on Sea.
Shit-hole. Really, like Blackpool vibes?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, but those places, man, you have a great night out there, I'm telling you.
I don't think you do.
Nah, it's possible. I'm telling you, it's possible. There is a place like lurking deep within the South End, like depths, a cultural place.
You know what we're going to do?
The pubs there, I know.
Barking off.
Yeah, yeah. You know there's a pub world there.
Do in the new year, boys, is we're going to do the Soccer Saturday Challenge. So we're going to sit down and watch the 3 p.m. kickoffs. The first person to score a goal, we go there for a night out.
The first club to score, you end up in like Scunthorpe. And
That's a brilliant idea. That
yeah, bring some of the boys.
It's a big thing.
Oh, so people do that often. I like that a lot. I'm ready to do that.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. It'd be funny as hell.
happens though if it's just like somewhere really local?
No, but I mean, like what? Like what's really local?
I don't know.
If you got to go out in Millwall, then you got to go out in Millwall. Then
isn't that just like
the way you say that is really Millwall. You were saying that I bad
thinking,
way. Bro.
When I was saying it, I Millwall, was thinking, that's weird.
Millwall. Say again.
Millwall.
Now you're saying it right.
Yeah, I think I said it weird. What? How was I saying that? Millwall.
But isn't like going out in Millwall just like going out in like Shoreditch because it's East London, isn't it?
Yeah, you go out in Millwall.
Yeah, but it's not. Millwall's not a spot. Like,
not on purpose. On purpose. you go out there and you let me know if that's like Shoreditch, mate.
No, I've been past the stadium bare times.
Yeah, what is it? The Den.
Yeah.
Mate, what are you talking about? Nobody goes. Oh,
19th in the Championship. Oh, damn, man. I'm hoping they bring that back. Where is it then? Where is the...
It's not a spot. You don't want to be
it's
going
It's Canary
there.
Wharf.
No, it's not.
Look, that, right. Yes, it is.
I lived there.
Yeah.
That is not Isle where it is, you idiot. You, well, okay, you where, stupid...
This is Millwall. Look at this. Google Maps. Is it Lime?
Oh, yeah. Does that look like Millwall?
Yeah, we're not
going to
go on a night out to the fucking stadium, are we?
No, so what I'm saying, mate, that is the fucking area, Isle Millwall. Of Dogs.
No. Let's figure out where this place actually is then.
You're an idiot.
Where's the stadium?
It's across the river.
Yeah, exactly. So what? Do people get a boat across? Do they fucking kayak across for the night out?
It's Bermondsey. You could do the Bermondsey Beer Mile. That's a night out in Millwall.
Tell you what. Nearly.
That's a night out in Bermondsey, you wally.
Millwall's not a place.
What do you mean Millwall's not a place?
Well, I just pulled it up and you said it's not a place.
That's where the stadium is. The stadium in Canary Wharf.
Right. We need to get to the bottom of this. Okay, so Millwall, it's a football club. We know that. But where the fuck is it? Like, what's the
just
area?
Shown you.
What's the area?
It's in the
Is it Bermondsey? Is that what it is?
Where is it? Bermondsey.
Nah, hold on. Millwall out of dock there. Look at that.
You lot are pissing me off now.
I think
the
thing is about
the Isle of Dogs.
Where's Millwall then, Cal?
Yeah.
On the other side of the river.
So Bermondsey.
No.
On the Isle of Cats, eh?
That's such bad crack.
Isle of Dogs.
How are we supposed to make it on YouTube if we're pulling out?
No, don't worry about it. Let me tell you one thing about Bermondsey.
I nearly lived there.
I went to view a flat there. It was, you know when you go see like a little penthouse, but it's a fucking shithole.
So what, you got baited by like the penthouse title, you've rocked
up. Yeah,
this
was probably back when I was younger when that would like ask me, I'd be like, ooh. I went there and it was just real bad, man. Bad vibes, like yellow walls and shit.
Yeah, people have been spunking up the walls.
I went to go see, I actually did, when I was living in Canary Wharf and I was going to move in with Theo. I went to, I did go and view a like penthouse, but a proper one that had like a hot tub on the roof, sauna on the roof, all that, that was yours. And there was a, it was slightly trashed when I rocked up to the viewing though. Like the person before had actually fucked up the place. Really nice. But he was like, yeah, it was a West Ham player that did this.
Oh, really?
I just can't remember who it was. But where?
That's not the first time that you've lived next to a player, though. In your, with Theo, didn't you, wasn't there a Chelsea player that lived?
Yeah, a Chelsea player.
Who was it?
Can't remember, man. No.
So it, not Kante?
I think it was Kante.
Yeah.
But we're not 100% certain if it was, but definitely with Chelsea players in that like area, because you could see the shit through his window, like Chelsea stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, N'Golo Kante, what would he have in his gaff?
I don't know.
I feel like there would be nothing in his gaff except like protein
memorabilia.
Bars.
Memorabilia. And,
yeah.
Like Mini Cooper collectibles and shit.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And what car did he drive again? Was it a Fiat or Mini Cooper? Mini, he drove something like really like humble, didn't he?
Yeah. So that was pretty cool that you lived there. Or at least next to N'Golo Kante.
Yeah, fuck. I've run out of stories, man.
Well, you've got no stories. What, so you never went, have you ever been on to a party with a footballer?
Shit, have I? I have. Where was I? I went to a fashion party or something. My missus' sister invited us, and I can't fucking remember who
I know
was.
Who it is. So.
She was seeing someone. Who was it? Who was
Ben Chilwell.
Ben Chilwell. That was
okay.
Ben Chilwell, like Rhys James.
What is Ben Chilwell up to?
Yeah, he's got hamstrings made of toast.
That guy loves a party. If you want to talk about somebody that doesn't mind a party bag, he looks to me like he would enjoy a party.
You reckon?
Just off of a...
I didn't really speak to him for long. I just said hello.
I've heard on good authority that he doesn't. He just stays up for till the late hours, but he doesn't touch that stuff.
You best mates with him.
Fucking hell.
He just stays up to the late hours. Yeah, when I'm texting him,
looking,
I'm DMing
guy,
him.
Eh? Yeah, we're chatting to him on Discord, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, nah.
Nah, Chip, you used to play Fortnite with footballers.
Oh.
What? This was before.
Yeah, it was before, to be fair.
Before you found out, like, you used to play Fortnite with Mason Greenwood.
Yeah, man.
That's wild.
Damn.
Did he still go on? Does he still play?
I remember helping him set up his PC and shit back in the day.
Really?
It was very strange. You can't, because he just like, I think he DM'd me one day saying, what's your number? I was like, oh, give it to him. He's like, he FaceTimed me. And he's like,
that is weird. Right.
Yeah. Quite confident, but not at the same time.
What, he was nervous about setting up his PC, was he?
I don't know. He was just like, oh yeah, I'm just trying to do this and that. And his PC was broken so much, so I tried to help him. And then did we play with him as well? Can't even remember. No, I used to play with him as well.
Fair enough. Well, that's a footballer stories right there for you. Obviously, we had the season 4 trailer. We spoke about, it's a little bit outdated now.
What is?
By the time this goes out.
But it was the greatest trailer to ever grace. Honestly, like, let's talk, because there's been big trailers recently. Now,
yes.
It's up in the air. There's a mad debate at the moment online. Fellas, season 4 trailer or the GTA 6 trailer, and I just can't pick between them.
I'm not going to lie. If you want to talk trailers and trailers only, it's season 4. Season 4 wipes the floor.
Look, brother, you ain't going to see a man switch between three accents in the same trailer meant to be the same person.
What was that about? By the way, so I didn't notice it.
I think you can't notice it because you hang around with me so much. So you ain't going to see, my accent is normal to you, right? Yeah. But other people are noticing like an American twang. I think when I go into YouTube mode, like a little bit more acting or whatever, I have this American voice that comes out.
Did anyone else notice it? You noticed this, Dan.
Can you?
Oh my gosh, Stanley's mum.
There's a few comments like, oh, shit, why is Chip go American? Or why is he pretend to be American? I'm not pretending to be American though, am I? People get mad riled up about it as well. Yeah. Comment on the podcast like, can't stand him. He always tries to pretend to be American with English, mate.
Like you woke up and went, I'm American today.
Yeah, what, you're one hater?
Yeah. But they know I've been hating on them lot for a minute.
Yeah.
Now I want to be one of them, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know where that comes from. I can't really help it, to be fair. It's just one of them things.
But other than that, the trailer...
it's gone down a tree.
We got to give a big respect to Jack Bailey.
Jack Bailey, he directed it.
Creative creative mastermind.
Yeah, he went beast mode on. But we're not even, like, without saying too much, that's just the start of a journey, eh? We're not stopping there.
No,
much on the way.
We got a few more things cooking. So yeah, that was a really, really sick little thing. But yeah, the GTA 6 trailer, on the other hand.
Damn, bro. So how old was he when GTA 5 came out?
Sorry?
How old was we? Well, I would have been
It was 2013.
So damn, 19.
But can I just say something? We found out how old Stanley was when GTA 5 came out, and it blew my mind.
How old were you?
He was 8 years old.
Damn.
So when I was like stepping into uni, Stanley, you were still shitting yourself.
That is nuts. When you think about it, 10 years ago, that's boring. On what? 19.
Yeah,
that's
19. It's not cool. Nah, but I remembered going to get GTA 5. I feel like it might have been one of those games where I rocked up and it was sold out. Do you remember the days where it would be sold out?
Yeah.
Like, I remember Left 4 Dead. I don't know if you ever played that game. It's like a zombie game. And I went to like 4 different stores and couldn't get it. It sold out because it didn't expect it to be a hit. Midnight releases. That's some of you. Stanley, you ever experienced a midnight release? Let me tell you about midnight release. Man. You've obviously been to them. Yeah. They used to fucking slap. Tesco, back in the day, you'd buy Call of Duty, but there'd be a deal on where you get like 2,100 Microsoft points with it. So then you set for the next map pack when it comes out.
Yeah.
Shit used to hit like crap, man. You'd have like 300 people in a line.
You used to dress up and stuff, didn't you?
No.
No, you did.
No, for real. Bro, going in a full camo outfit to a Modern Warfare 2 release is not dressing up. It's being part of the night atmosphere.
It's an immersive experience.
It's an immersive experience. You don't understand it. Yes, I may have like a prop intervention on my back. But it's not dressing up.
You know what's crazy is that in the US, like that's a real deal.
He's got it there with his fucking bullets locked in his pocket.
Right, let's talk about the fact.
Do we want to talk about GTA 6?
I want to talk about GTA 6 trailer.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I want to say, so first of all, it's set in Miami.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's set in Florida, isn't it? Like, it's got a name, and then Vice City, which is Miami, so is one of the
cities.
Yeah, well, pull that up, Florida. It's got like a name for the state, and then there's multiple cities in it.
Oh, so they haven't called it Florida. It's just based off of Florida.
Yeah, obviously they can't, but... Okay. Yeah, it's based in Florida, and the map's fucking, if that is the real map, it's fucking massive. And I think it is. But how crazy was it that it got leaked by the art director's son?
Is that what it was?
Was that actually true, though?
Yeah, I think it was true. That's how it got leaked the night before. But like, people are like, oh, you just got your dad fired. That guy ain't getting fired.
Yes, he is. Nah.
You know who that guy is, though? That's like, he's so high up in the company, he's worked on every game. Red Dead Redemption, everything. All the art style is from him.
Yeah.
So it's a fucking L, but he ain't really. First of all, it's not really his fault. Second of all, he's been a part of every game.
I'm telling you, the rules and stuff around that sort of thing, I think he would have got fired.
Nah, it would have been out by now.
Do you not remember when a guy at Apple brought home an unreleased iPhone because they were testing it, and then his kid took a picture of it and posted it?
And it got
and he got the sack, and he was high up. You don't take one of those things.
Was that
home
legit? I always thought that was an old wives' tale.
No. That wasn't even that long ago.
I don't think it's gonna happen, man. Because if you're like the game's main art director, and you know you're on the brink of launching the biggest game ever, and it's mid development cycle, game's out in 2 years, that would delay the game.
God, that's imagine being Rockstar in that situation. You're there, like.
And he's been a servant to the company. Like, he's been there since, what, GTA 3 or some shit, or even maybe the first GTA. That's a very long time ago. Like, that would be so peak.
So here we go. Here's a little map comparison. This is a sick little pick, this prod. Look how much bigger it is. Oh my God.
That's crazy. But the thing is, I'm just hoping that it's not like bland. You know, like when you sometimes get out into the sticks and it's just, it's not full of life. You know, like when a game's like got a sick big map, but it's lifeless. Yeah. But Rockstar don't miss on that shit. So it should be fine. Because Red Dead Redemption 2 was like one of the greatest games ever. You ain't played it, so you don't know what they did with it. But it was nuts.
Really? Yeah, I'm excited. I told you, Grand Theft Auto 5... GTA 5 was the one game that I went out. I got it early. I said it before. I finished the entire game.
Did you like
even
the hustle?
Released.
Like get a managed I found like a little copy.
Yeah. Exactly. But bro, you were just saying there back in the day, games could sell out. Nowadays, no game ever sells out because of online downloads. Yeah. Now, like, you used to be able to, like, not get a copy of GTA.
Yeah, it was legit. Like, there was a story back in the day of someone getting stabbed in the queue for GTA over it, but I never know if that was true. But I remember being around at that time thinking, damn,
do you remember the days as well when the news would love it? Like, GTA would be out and they would be there like, there's been a rise of robberies in the country.
Yeah,
and it is because of GTA 5 or GTA
whatever. It's happening now online a little bit because Elon Musk tweeted out, he don't like playing Grand Theft Auto because you have to kill cops. That's what he said. And people are just like, oh, just give it a rest, pal.
Deepen it too much.
Yeah, just.
But what? Was he serious or was he on a wind-up? Because that guy is always on a wind-up.
I think he's in that tweet. I think he was being serious.
Surely not, man.
But look, that story was true, by the way. Man stabbed and robbed of Grand Theft Auto 5.
In London, you get stabbed and robbed for less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and back then, GTA 5, it was like getting a Richard Mill, bro.
I see people complaining that it's not out on the old consoles as well. And I'm just like, damn, man.
Get your money up, bro.
Like, there's no way it would even run.
That is crazy.
It would just blow up. Your that PS4 is just gone.
Yeah. The PlayStation 4, but then I also heard a rumor that it's only going to be in 30 FPS.
There is a chance that that will be the case because Red Dead Redemption 2 is only in 30 FPS. Although it's probably going to get updated. But that wouldn't be good, yeah. But it's also not the end of the world.
Would that not make sense with the cinematic qualities, though?
Yeah, but like for a video game, it's better to be at 60.
Yeah, it feels such a big difference.
You look at the trailer and like they're saying that it's rendered using the in-game engine.
GTA 6 won't have 60 FPS on PS5 and Xbox Series, but that's not to say when's PS6 coming out?
I don't know, maybe like a year or two after the game comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have launched like mid-gen updates though. Like, you know, like when you get like another version of the console, but it's more powerful. Like there's a slim version of the PS5 already. Yeah. And then all that shit.
It's exciting, man. I'm looking forward to
it. A couple days off for that one, I think.
Right, I'll take the week.
Yeah.
I'll take the week.
That's it. You lot though.
Did you see that this girl was
maybe,
there?
We'll
like,
see.
Did you see this girl was like oh, my boyfriend's genuinely... told me he's gonna book a week off. Like, I can't believe he's not serious. Da da da. And then Twitter just cooked her.
Yeah, like,
and was there like you don't? Like, you're not respecting.
Like a man's dream, really, isn't it?
You hear the World Cup is every 4 years, and you see the way the country turns upside down for that. This is once every 12 years.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is
you only get a few of these in your lifetime, my friend.
It broke the view record, like a fucking breeze as well. Even though with the leak. Like,
yeah.
By the way, that leak was fucking ass, man. Like, they managed to do this all them many years, the most hyped game of all time, and they were so close to get, what was it, like 16 hours away or some shit until they were ready to drop?
It's because it would have been distributed to the platforms, and platforms would have had them
some
early.
Little rat bastards just got over all of it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. But no, they were smart to just drop the trailer straight away.
They
capitalized on it. They were like, fuck, because it started spreading on Twitter fast. I think it didn't take them long to drop it.
No.
Less than 30 minutes.
Gamer makes girlfriend sign legal document to let him play GTA 6. I'm sorry, but if your girl has to sign something, then you got the wrong girl. All right?
Really?
Yeah. Wait, don't tell me you printed off some...
Nah, of course not. But like, we've got an, you know, little NDA.
You got an NDA? Please don't tell the boys how much I play video games.
No, I don't really play that much at the moment. Like, I go home and I don't have time.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Too busy grinding, bro. Straight on the PC, and then the missy will shout me because my office is downstairs, so she'll shout me from upstairs and she'll be like, dinner's ready. Just like when
you never really moved out of home, did you?
Nah, I swear.
Instead of your mum, it's just your girlfriend now.
100%. Go upstairs, home cooked meal. She'll film my reaction because it's obviously
now. Let's talk about that quickly. Actually,
go on.
Is the crazy TikTok videos that are going on with Chip now? Like, be honest. Have you ever told your missus that the food is dead?
Nah, because it's never. There's been like one or two, but it's mainly the presentation where I'll say, "Oh, it looks shit." Like, I wouldn't post it.
And why doesn't she post that?
Because if it looks bad, there's no point, eh? It's like going, if I tell her it looks bad, she ain't going to want to post it. And then she'll just, but it's not like a bad thing. I'm not being mean. It's like, just get better.
You're lowering her confidence.
Have you done that?
I don't want to like be like a liar, you know? I don't want to say, oh, it looks sick. She posted it, she get flamed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you have to let that happen. But if she's got me, someone who's made content before, there to say, I think you've made better, why don't you just go and change it? Mm. Then that's the right thing to do. It's working as well because a lot of them have got like 3 mil.
Really?
Yeah, she did like a lasagna. I'll help her. She's getting better on her own now. Like she's figured it out, like, you know, putting everything into the right thirds and stuff. Now, because when she first started, she would, and obviously it's brand new to her, so it's fine, but like a lot of it would be a little bit wonky. The plate wouldn't be in directly in the middle, so stuff would be out of focus.
Are you leaving notes on her videos the same way you leave them on your
So I'd like give her notes and like be like, hey, do this. Because it'll just help the quality of her videos. But now she can do it on her own and now she's thinking of her own ideas. Like she goes on like Alibaba and shit and she buys like 100 candles of like Christmas candles and like she'll light them all up in the background.
How much is she making off this?
She's making all right money, to be fair. Like, yeah. She doesn't have a job right now because she quit her job to find a new job or find what she wanted to do. But this could now be her job if she wanted
really?
It
so
to.
Really? So she's making a couple grand a month, at least?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But that's actually pretty good. Because, you know, a lot of them are banged, though. So, yeah. Like, obviously, it's one of those things. Some of the videos might not bang. Like, the last one I don't think did well. So it's just, she ain't looking at it like that. She's just doing it because she actually likes
Really?
And okay. She likes making the videos.
Yeah, you can't go into it with the, I need this to bang and make money.
Which she never did, which is why I think it's working. Because when you go in with that money mindset, sometimes it can feel a bit off.
Yeah. What about you, Prod? You ever told your missus that the food ain't up to scratch?
I didn't know. I've never said that I like don't like the presentation of it. Because she it's her job. So she knows, like, she's been doing it like 4 years now.
Yeah.
On my mum's life, though, I swear you can't cook, can you?
No, I'm so bad. See, like, it's actually embarrassing.
Like, the thing is, you look at me and you, I think you would assume that you could probably cook better than me. So, and I would even assume that as well.
Yeah.
But for real though, I think.
No, but you're a one-trick pony.
Nah, because I can actually.
You only do steak.
I actually can cook other stuff because sometimes I jump in on the cooking. So what do you want?
Yeah, but like on a sous chef.
Like, you want a little lasagna? No problem.
No way on this planet lasagna.
They are not as hard as it seems.
It doesn't matter. I know you ain't pulling out a nice creamy lasagna.
I swear to God. Bro. What else do you want? You want a little spag bol? Simple, but I got a good recipe.
You putting red wine in that?
No. Don't worry about
it. This is how I know you're really not.
No. I can't
fresh pasta?
I can't put red wine in it.
It's fresh pasta?
It's haram. Yeah, I got a pasta making kit from M&S.
All right. I genuinely reckon, I don't know what Ness and Abby are like, to be fair, but I genuinely reckon I smoke everyone in the office at cooking.
Really?
Yeah. I reckon.
Yeah, you know I could see probably.
I'm an organized cook. I don't get stressed. I know.
But I feel like
exactly
you got no seasoning about you.
No.
You look like an
I'm half Bermudian, bro.
He's Bermudian.
Yeah.
Nah, I thought you were from Bahamas.
Bermuda.
Fucking hell, bro.
He changes every week.
Bolivia, Bermuda, Bahama. Chile,
Bolivia.
Chilean.
Yeah, you know, where guys. Is bro from?
All right, let's have a little look here. So, the house that you were going to move into, Chip, has become a rehab center.
I saw that. Yeah, so the old, you know what? Can I just check something, right? You remember the old phase house and the cloud house? They weren't the same house. It was two variants, right?
No, it was first the phase house, then it became the cloud house.
There was two next door to each other.
No. The phase and the clout house were the same thing.
Yeah.
And then it became like the Sway Boy house. Do you remember that with like Bryce Hall and all that?
Nah, but here's
and
one
And now
thing.
It's turned into a rehab.
I swear, there's two though. I swear there's one next door with the same layout. Or am I, I fucking tripping?
Hey, watch your language, buddy.
Why? Oh, YouTube and that.
Bro, just,
damn.
It's also just like, nobody wants to hear that filth, dirty. Man. Wash your mouth out with some soap.
Yeah, that's crazy though. So what? It's a rehab center now.
Yeah.
How much? I remember.
You know what they need to do? They need to get half the people that have lost their entire living because of FaZe on there into the rehab. Check them in.
Yeah. Well, they're on the comeback, aren't they, now, FaZe? Now FaZe Banks is back as a CEO. Maybe we could get FaZe Banks on there. Do you reckon he would remember me? Do you reckon he'd be like, oh, damn, I remember our DM combos would be good. Yeah.
That would be a sick episode to be like, what could have been?
Yeah. I think he'd be looking at me like, yeah, damn, man, you're the goat.
No, I don't think he'll look
You don't think so? You don't think he'd be looking at me like, damn, missed out on a gem. You would have saved us all.
Nah.
No.
FaZe was you would have come crawling back to me and be like, please can we do that pod? And I'd be like, nah, sorry, I'm doing
it. Nah, you would have, bro.
I'm doing it with KSI now.
Nah, for real. No fucking way. Because I would have come back with probably some sick stories.
Yeah, or now your American accent would have been crazy if you came back with that.
Damn, for real.
For real.
You know who I met the other day? I was telling Chip on the gamer like vibe. I met Benji Fishy.
That's it. That's your boy.
Legend. Yeah. Legendary. So I didn't know who he was, and I was chatting to him. And then I was like, yeah, I work for Cow and Chip. He's like, oh, I know Chip really well. He's a professional Fortnite gamer.
Didn't now he plays win Valorant. Like $2 million?
Yeah, he was one of the best like ever players back then.
How much did he win?
He switched to Valorant. I couldn't tell you how much his winnings are. I just type in Benji Fishy Fortnite earnings or winnings. It would have been a lot though. Him back in the day, Mongrel as well. Do you remember Mongrel?
That's a crazy name, by the way.
Do you remember Mongrel?
The fact that he woke up one day and decided this is going to be my name.
That's Fortnite lore right there. He was one of the goats. What we got here for Benji Fishy anyway? Oh, God, this website looks confusing.
Yeah.
Probably always pulls up some mad shit, man. Guy can't even do a simple web search.
Fuck off.
What's that? 650K?
Oh, shit, yeah.
There you go. And that's just his game winnings, right? So think about his YouTube channel.
So who was the geezer that won like a few million quid in his first?
Booga. American guy.
See, these B-U-G-H-A. Names are Fortnite names, aren't
they? No, there's an English player as well. Wolfies. I think he came second in the Fortnite World Cup. He's fucking shredded now. But yeah, look.
2023, $2 million.
I tell you what, like, yeah. Pull up Mongrel's YouTube channel. He went into making like, you'll see right now. Look, wait, where do you see what he's made? Scroll down. Go onto videos. And go back to, right, so look there, The Art of Discipline. Three months ago, 2.1 mil. This is him now.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you remember him from back in the day.
No.
But yeah, he drops a little motivational video. He's still very young as well. I don't know how
old is he? Wait, how old is this video?
I want to say he's now somewhere between 19 and 20.
No, wait.
Probably. So,
scroll down. Wait, no.
Check his age. 19 years old.
So that guy in there, wait, that's not the same person.
That's him.
He's born in August 2004, so yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. He drops a little art.
Wait, so that's him?
I think he would be a good guest, to be fair. I don't know if he would.
Is he English?
Is he English? Yeah. Yeah.
3 months ago. Oh,
3 months ago. Drops a little.
So he just grew
facial
hair.
He's still like a cultural icon, you know, in that gaming world. I don't know if he's still. I think he might have switched to Valorant or something, but yeah, look at him now. Still doing numbers. He's still him.
I didn't even realize this Valorant game existed.
What?
Yeah, I heard. The only time I've ever heard it referenced is Nigel Farage's cameo videos that he's done. Hello, Valorant gamers. That's the only time, I swear. What is it then? Is it a first-person shooter or
it's
what?
Like, it's like CS:GO.
Again, wouldn't know what that looks like.
What?
I know CS:GO from the skins. Yeah, obviously I played Call of Duty.
Well, no. I know. The only reason why I'm saying that because if you ever played Call of Duty as a child, then you know.
Bro, I was the most biggest sheep gamer. I'd only ever play FIFA, Call of Duty, Fortnite. Those are the only three games
I've
ever
been
into. I
imagine you being dog water at them.
I'm not a good gamer now.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Nah.
Like, why is that?
No. Let me tell you why I know. Is because I'm not too sure that you'd survive a group, the party chat.
What? Yeah, I don't think you got like the facilities to hack it, bro. I would be, oh man, I would have had a field day with you.
Wait, can we just take this a step back for a second? So you basically just said I can't take banter. Is that what you're saying?
No, but like there's difference between banter and what was said in them chats.
Bro, I was the facilitator.
You know what? If you weren't good at the game, you had to be able to chat shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true, especially with FIFA, clubs and that.
Yeah. If you weren't good at the games, you had to make up for it in all different ways.
There was always that person in the group chat, in the party chat, that was so good, but they didn't really say anything. They just carry the team. They said nothing. They added no value in that way, but just value and ability.
Yeah. Fucking.
You're on a bit of a losing streak. Like, you know who's pulling up to the party.
Yo, you know what? This is a bit of a nostalgia one. I don't know. Probably if you'll know, you probably won't, but you should. Do you remember game battles?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, shut down, man. I got a fucking email. I was on my emails and I just saw the... I was like, whoa. They were like, just to inform you, game battles are now closing down. And I'm like, damn.
I had a clan on there called the War Clan. We were like 12-0.
Mine was called Rez, Rainbow Elite Snipers. My game attack, Rez X Predator.
Okay, wait, hear me out, by the way. This is going to be a throwback. I know, Chip, you'll know it, but he won't know it, right? There was a guy called M4A1 Predator, right? Call of Duty montage guy's Predator, right? But this is what happened. He was making all these montages. He was considered like one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
Right?
Is this the guy that made the nuke video?
No, that was G-Unit.
Okay, carry on then.
Yeah. And so this Predator guy, right, he's making all these videos. And then one day he decided to do like a reveal video of him, right?
Oh, no.
And I'm not even joking. The guy was like 4'8", 4'8". Like, how, he was so short, right?
How are people clocking his height?
Because he was making a video like, hey, I'm Predator, all this. And then ever since then, he never recovered.
Oh,
and
that
was
no.
It was so sad.
Like, the guy, savage, man.
And it was all just because he was a short king. Now, to be fair, there's a short king and then there's being like under 5.
I think when you're shorter, you can be like better at video games because like your brain and shit, your body doesn't need as much. So it can all be sent to the fingers. You know, like your muscles twitching and shit.
I just feel like there's like the brainwave travels
shorter to get. So like your reaction's like faster. Like you've got like little stubby arms. Like
name one successful like big gamer. They're all like small people.
That's true. To be fair,
I've got this theory about gamers though. They hate being wrong. Like they hate being bad at something, so they won't do it. Like, you know, I've said with you,
to be fair,
like, you hate playing football because you know you're bad at it. Whereas me, I'm not amazing at football, but I love playing it. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe because I grew up on video games and I was always good at them. So exactly. I'm used to
being good.
That being part of my identity. Maybe then I don't like to go out and do other things because of that. Maybe that's a good psychological evaluation from fucking Dr. Prodwell.
Dr. Middington.
it could be true though. It could be a valid point.
Yeah, but I only think that works if you were like raised on gaming. Like people that just jump on FIFA on the weekends, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people that woke up, snorted G Fuel, and then just banged out Call of Duty all weekend.
Bro, I remember like my early gaming days. Like mine was fucking Halo Combat Evolved.
Can you stop swearing?
Why?
It actually makes me feel sick.
That's because you're a fucking pussy.
All right, cool.
Nah, for real though, like YouTube is calm. I'll put a word in.
Yeah, you let... Oh, Susan's not even the top dog.
That's my fucking...
Oh, for
who? Sue gone.
Ah, bro, I'm so used to swearing. You need to relax. It's going to be okay.
yeah, until I get a message of you saying, bro.
Can I just remind you, though?
Wait.
Let me just remind you. Season one of Fellas, it wasn't like as PG as you're thinking. That's when we had Untapped.
We weren't swearing, though.
Yes, we were.
No.
Bro, we were swearing in season one of Fellas. And that was when the people first heard about the story of me getting in the bin van in France.
Yeah.
Like, we had Untapped potential then. So we came out with our early stories.
Yeah.
Some of the best moments then. And yeah, now, because we fell off... We don't have anything anymore.
We're finished.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, you know.
We're Nikita.
Do you reckon, like, how many seasons do you reckon we'll do it, fellas? Like, do you think this thing will just keep going forever?
I plan on being able to do episodes with my kids.
I think, I genuinely think, like, season 10 is at the end.
Oi, can I be a godfather when you have kids?
No way.
Nah, bro.
If we do, imagine he comes home, he's like, Proddy didn't feed me a lick of meat. I'm fucking starving. He comes back like yellow and shit. And I'm just there like, what the hell has happened?
Who was it that told me the other day, like, I've got my skin's so yellow because I've got a disease?
Was it not the guy we had on that came in and was like, I drank 1,000 pints or whatever?
No. It was someone in the studios the other day said, I'm yellow because I got a disease.
Who so why are we laughing at them?
Nah, who was it? You know that thing where your eyes go yellow?
Yeah, jaundice.
Yeah, but it was someone else. Who was it that said this?
Bro, I don't know.
They cooked me. That's though. A weird lie.
They cooked me, man. It might have been Theo. Might have been Theo. It was come down with me, I think. Oh, my bad. It was come down with me. It was like, no, it was Arthur. Arthur was like,
bro, just look coming up with anyone.
It was Arthur.
Got dementia.
Nah, because
you know
Theo ain't got the sauce like that to make a joke like that.
Oh my God. So for my second channel, did like I was told, right, you're watching, I'm reacting to Theo's funniest moments.
Yeah.
And first of all, I was black like, screen. Why is this only 6 minutes long? And then I was like, I can't even put proper ads on this video. Like, you need to go away and make it longer. He went away. He comes back, and this time it is a longer video. I'm like, perfect. All right, cool. So I load it up, and it's not Theo Baker's funniest moments. It's Theo Baker getting roasted constantly for about 15 minutes. I had to cut loads of it out. I realized that this guy is a victim.
Oh, shit. It's happening right now.
Yeah, he's a victim.
Nah, but he plays along with it. You know, it's all part of his shtick.
It is part of his shtick.
Do you find it interesting how certain people have that, like, through their lives? Like, Theo, he's a top bloke, and he just has that kind of ability to attract the abuse.
No, but he plays into it. So that is his humor.
Yeah.
Right. So when you see him getting toasted, he'll tee you up for the joke. To take the piss.
Yeah.
He's so good at it. And that's why he's so funny in videos is because people can rattle off their best jokes. If I know somebody's getting close to being able to mug me off, I'll say something that will kill their joke ahead of it. Whereas he will encourage it and literally make it perfect for them. So in videos, it's so easy to roast him because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
But do you think it's amazing? It's an actual skill.
It would have started somewhere though. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, school, man.
I think, probably school for him. I think maybe with the Joe Ellis shit when he was getting called Malfoy, because then people just realised he can be the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
But like, because he doesn't mind, or at least he says he doesn't mind. Sometimes he'll message you like, yo, you're bullying me too much, bro. And I'll be like, nah, you need to grow up.
Bro, who is this? Whose number is this?
We don't do mental health checks, so sorry.
Not with you anyways, but for our real friends. All right, look. There's an Easter Island conspiracy. What is this prod that you've got written down for us, man?
This is the most daft fucking thing I've ever seen.
Can you stop swearing, man?
Sorry. Have a look at this.
Oh, my word. Have you really pulled this up?
Nah, it's so dumb, man.
So what is it?
So essentially, they're saying Stonehenge, the like... Obviously, the things that stick out of the earth and Easter Island are linked by this massive bloke because there's these hands that appear out of the earth.
Now wait, I hear that.
This is sick.
Oh mate, it's so stupid.
I love this theory, man.
Right, let me get a proper image of it up.
So, you know what? You know what the best thing about this is like, could be true.
Nah, the you know, it's the fucking perspective.
Can you watch your language, please?
God, I swear, if you tell me one more time, let me be free, bro. Let me be free. Let me be who I am.
I'm just
you're already muting me and censoring me.
No. You can say what you want. Let's just say it without the censorship.
You're turning me into a real adult.
Here you go. Some facts you kinda have to read out.
Yeah, so wait. What is that?
That's a wall of text, buddy, I swear.
No, what's that picture? That's not Stonehenge.
That's Easter Island.
Oh.
Yeah. So Easter Island.
Why have I never really heard of Easter Island? What is Easter Island?
Is that where Easter comes from?
Yeah, that's what it's
an island near Chile.
What? No, that's not real.
What? Have you not seen this before?
No.
They don't know why these are here.
You're lying.
They're
of course they know why.
It's from like the Mayans and stuff, I think it is. I could be wrong there.
Do you remember the Mayan calendar thing? Where they thought the world was going to end because the Mayan calendar stopped or some shit.
Yeah. Stopped us some what?
Something. Stopped us something.
Right.
Yo, Proddy. Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something to you. Pull up the doc again.
No, I wanted to see.
I'm
I wanted to talk about
conspiracy.
This.
It's obviously waffle.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
We
guys.
Thought that about the snowball, whatever it is, in Antarctica, and it's one of our most viewed shorts. Well.
Is it actually?
Bro, it banged.
What?
It did badly at first, and like 6 months later, it's now on like 5 million views.
So what? But think about this. Right, look. So look at that picture, okay?
Yeah.
It's saying that one side of the world has got this big head, the other side has got like these hands sticking out, the other side has got the feet sticking out. So look at how big those would have to be in real life for that to make sense. Like, because it has to go, the body has to go through the whole earth.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Nobody's drilled to the middle of the earth yet.
Yeah.
And the body goes through the middle of the earth.
Yeah, some waffle, man.
It's not, though.
Bro believes it.
Maybe. You know what?
Hey, if aliens are real, this could be real too.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? There's more and more. I watched the podcast recently with that David Grush on Joe Rogan.
What'd you think? You in?
Bro, you know, I've been in.
Yeah, you are in. I know.
I've been in.
I'd actually not even be your friend if you weren't in, because it would mean you don't believe in my beliefs.
No, I do believe, but it is very much... It's just, it feels like it's all out there, right? People are coming out. So why can't we just get it all the information out at once about aliens?
Because it just caused like societal collapse, bro. That would be, we'd be done out. Everyone is like panicking. It can't just come
but
all out at once.
It pretty much is though.
It's not though, man. Like the norm, people who don't look into this stuff don't care. Know. Like you would have to, it would take a lot to get the masses to care. You'd have to literally whack up a picture or a news like broadcast of President Biden shaking one's hand for them to actually be like, damn, man.
That's real.
Like,
yeah, it's true, you know, because movies and everything have desensitized everyone to it to make it always feel like it's fake or it's like an imagination thing.
Drip feed thing is probably better anyway, just in general. Less crazy panic. Everyone's getting on board with it slowly but surely.
Yeah, I like that.
Like most people are on board with the idea that we're not alone anyway now. It's just the religious aspect of it.
Do you reckon a lot of these astronauts that go up there,
believe in it, don't they?
They believe it. But do you reckon that they are, like, they've signed a bunch of stuff, like, you cannot speak about those beings?
You'd imagine so, wouldn't you? Like, surely, like, if they did see something, they can't just come down and be like, damn, man, was posted up with ET out there, sipping a couple of beers on the moon. They can't just say that, right?
Yeah, but that's probably because that's not what I've had.
But even still, like, but to be fair, actually, there have been astronauts that have, like, said that they've seen stuff. So there have been.
Yeah.
But those are, like, maybe retired astronauts there on, you know, Death's Door and that.
For me, it's the pilots one. They're my favourite stories. The one where the pilots are.
Yeah, like, where they just can't comprehend what they've seen and they're like, this thing moves crazy.
There's a fear of just, like, the ocean that people have. And I know you kind of have it, but the reason why I'm transitioning into talking about that is because obviously one of the theories is that, like, we have studied so little of the ocean that we actually really don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
And for me, I love the fact that, one, I love the ocean, and I love the fact that there very well just could be like an entire world down there that we have no idea about.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, man. It's the best place to hide if you wanted to be on Earth and study Earth would be just in the ocean. If you had that kind of technology, I'm sure you could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you wanted to hide something, the ocean is where you want to hide it.
100%.
What is this that someone put on the Reddit? Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw that.
What, on our Reddit?
Yeah, it's a Dementor, bro.
It actually does look like a Dementor.
I'm currently... that just looks like...
A plane with some...
Yeah, maybe just like a plane that's going down. What was I going to say to you guys? It does look like it's smoking, to be fair, because it's like grey. I'm on my Christmas Harry Potter marathon because the missus has never seen it. So I'm on like...
What? Yeah. How do you...
Well, I know.
Be raised as a child and never seen Harry Potter? I just don't get it.
I know. I don't know. Well, she was raised in Netherlands, weren't she? So maybe it wasn't that big over there.
The Dutch version of Netherlands.
Yeah, I don't know if they...
Turns out Hermione was a prostitute.
Yeah. Yeah, she working in the red light district.
Yeah,
she was fucking throwing it back.
Instead of like platform 9 3/4, it's just like the red light district, and you just walk through one of the red lights.
They're redoing Harry Potter, aren't they? I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, but everybody's there like they're going to wokeify it.
Oh, I hope
yeah, because they'll
like,
do
and
it.
Like, and like Hermione's going to be trans, or like Harry's going
to
be trans.
They'll
or something
do
like
a trans character in protest to J.K. Rowling for sure. 100%.
Does she not get a say in any of that stuff now?
I think she is one of the producers, but if she said like, no, I don't want a trans like depiction of one of my characters, she'll get cooked even more than she currently is.
They should follow her vision though, if they want to make a true...
But you sometimes
show
the money, they'll just go, here's your money, we're licensing it off you, da 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 da. We don't know how that stuff works, but
yeah, if they go off course, it'll just end up fucking shite.
What was your favorite? What's your favorite Harry Potter film?
Damn, man!
I know mine.
I watched Goblet of Fire. I finished Goblet of Fire last night, and it's a good one, man. Because that's where Voldemort, like, you know, comes back at the end and everything. Yeah. And
it's either that one or Chamber of Secrets for me. That's the first one.
I like the very first one because that's the second one.
Wait, what's the first one?
Philosopher's Stone.
Mm.
But the first one gives me that. First one's like quite magical in it.
Yeah.
It's not really too dark, and it's fun. More like, whoa, welcome to the world of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And when you're a kid, it's very nostalgic and
it was sick.
And it's nice. First time hearing the music.
Now, you want to talk about midnight releases. Harry Potter was the king of midnight releases. When the movies come out, people would queue.
I don't know if I ever went to a Harry Potter midnight release.
Yep.
Because I don't know.
Even the game was good that came out, kind of recently.
Played a few of them.
No, the latest one.
Oh, yeah. Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah.
They're making another one, aren't they?
I loved it. I binged that one. That was the first game I've played properly in a long time.
That was a good game.
The final boss
There was like loads of things that they found in the files that didn't make it into like the final version of the game. Like there was meant to be like a morale system, prefix system or something like that.
Yeah.
You could sneak around, you could get caught. There was little bits like that and it just never made it in. I thought it would have made it a lot better.
Maybe.
Maybe for the next one though.
Yeah. Go back to the thingy prod real quick. I want to see just what was the one thing. Wait, scroll down. No, I wanted to talk about Saltburn on the topic of movies. Yes.
Can I just interrupt? Are you going to talk about spoilers here?
Oh, yeah, because he's going to watch it.
Because I haven't watched it yet. I can step out of the room. It's calm.
All right, wait. So we could talk about. All right, so that's the thing. So this Saltburn thing, right? There's two or three scenes which they aren't spoilers because we're just going to say like what he's doing in them.
Should we tell people to go and watch it and come back in two episodes and then we can discuss it with everyone?
Nah.
Because we can then the fans people can go watch it.
People won't care. We got to talk about it now, Chip.
You reckon?
I need to talk about it now.
You're Asian to
talk about it. Right,
step out.
Leave that on the wide.
You don't care, do you?
Nah. So, by the way, just so you guys know, in terms of spoiler here, I'm not going to spoil... I'll let you know before I actually talk about...
I think just talk spoilers, and if you are going to watch Saltburn here, guys, just maybe don't listen to this bit.
Okay, and if you're not asked about watching it, then just listen in, because it's mental. All right, will do. Yeah, all right.
All right, let's go.
Prody's gone. Right, first of all, what the hell was that?
Bro, fucking crazy movie. I didn't really know what I was getting into, because you'd come back from the cinema and you'd message me like, oh, just watch this fucking crazy film.
Can we not swear just because this is going to be the beginning and it's 15 seconds in, if we're going to make a clip out of this?
You just come back from the cinema and you told me, oh, I just watched this crazy movie called Saltburn. And I was like, right, okay. Like, if you don't go to the cinema too often, so I thought, if you've gone to watch it, it's going to be good. Yeah. So I knew the cast in it, so I was like, yeah, I'll go watch this. And I've gone in dark. I was like, let me not watch a trailer. Let me not look at like the synopsis and shit. Let me not look at the synopsis and stuff. And I've gone in. It throws you off. By the way, the aspect ratio, it wasn't even 16 by 9.
No, I know.
Yeah. I didn't know that
either.
They
changed it.
But I liked it, to be fair. Mental. Just completely takes a... it doesn't take a turn, but it's a gradual, weird movie.
It starts off... First of all, I want to say I thought both the actors were really good in it. That Jacob Elordi, to begin with, I was really like, I'm not sure about his accent in this. But then after about 10 minutes, I got used to it and I didn't even notice it.
It was also quite funny. There were little bits of like comedy in there that were like quite...
Really funny.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of sauce in this.
So the first bit, I think, in the movie, right, I was already onto Barry. What's his name in the movie?
I forget
his name. Anyways.
Was it Oliver?
Yeah, it is Ollie.
Is it Oliver?
Yeah, Ollie. Yeah. At first I'm there like, all right, there's something obviously weird about this guy. They build that up quite nicely. But the moment, the first bit that made me go, what the hell am I watching here? Like this is, I to the point where I had to look away, I was that uncomfortable, was when he's slurping on the cummy bathwater. Isn't that insane?
I was in the cinema like, well, you know when you're like looking at something so bad and you look down a bit, you got your hands over your eyes and I'm just like, oh brother. But you know it was coming because he like kind of stroked himself off while I was watching him and the thing. And
Jacob in that is whacking it off as well.
Yeah.
And then he's slurping like his tongue is like rimming around the bathroom of the bathwater. Oh my god, I was there like, first of all, the thing that I was thinking was, how much does this guy have to be paid? Like, as an actor, you gotta be paid. I mean, you're not actually doing it, it's not real.
That scene's probably nothing too bad, but it's the later scenes where,
right,
bro, please tell me you get in a bag, bro.
Yeah, okay, so anyways, this bathwater bit,
yeah,
crazy. And at this point I went, okay, I realized that this movie has just gone up a level in terms of like, what I've never seen a movie with a scene like that.
Yeah.
So then the next scene I want to talk about,
yep,
again, where it is just, that's the thing. These scenes, they catch you off guard. It happens so quickly. You're there like this. And this one, I felt physically sick. He's killed someone.
Yep. No, there's one before this, bro. The one where he's with the girl and she's on a...
you want to talk about that one?
She's on a period and he's like, yeah, nah, but you don't...
He's there like, I'm a vampire. And he's just like...
Yamming down on that, then kissing her.
Yeah. Which like, look, some guys, they're into that. First of all, if you want to go down on that time, that's fine. But it's the way he's doing it makes it so creepy.
Well, it's just, I've never seen that. You don't see that in a movie. So you just kind of sat there in the cinema like you know that happened.
Were you bricked up?
Like, you know me, I'll get bricked up anyway.
Yeah.
This is one of them days, eh? I'll get bricked up if it was a Tuesday.
Okay.
It's a Tuesday
today. That explains it. So yeah, that bit where he's like yamming her out on a bloody Tuesday.
Yep.
I was like, okay, that's weird. Then it moves on to this, we'll call it the grave scene. Because this man, so somebody gets buried and the family leave, the funeral happens, the family leave, he stays later and he starts having intercourse with the grave.
Yes, he's humping it.
He's humping the grave.
He's got a member in the mud.
Yeah. And he's just... It's like he's essentially porking like a mound of dirt the body underneath.
I was shocked. I didn't see anything like that when I seen that. When I saw that, I was like, now I know what Cal was talking about. Because you kept going on about this final scene, like you've never seen anyone do anything like that. And I was like, damn, what could this be? I'm obviously trying to think of loads of scenarios of different things it could be. And I'll tell you one thing, I was not thinking it was going to be that.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
Like truly, truly shocking. And at this point, I was genuinely there like, I'm not too much. No, I don't know how much more of this I can watch.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell you something? This is crazy, right? At the end of the movie, you know, where she's in the hospital bed and it reveals his plan and everything. I'm going to start getting stomach pains. I'm like, damn, man, this movie's literally at the end. I can't leave. It got so bad. I had to get up, miss the ending of the movie to go to the toilet. I get to the toilet. And both of the cubicles are locked because someone's in them. I'm like, oh no! Like I'm gonna crap myself. Yeah, I'm gonna go poopy in my pants. I had to unbutton my pants because my stomach was feeling so like stressed, and like I had to release some pressure on it. I was just walking around like this. No! I see. If the guy didn't open the door, I was just gonna crap in the sink. I had to.
That would have been crazy. Was it liquid?
I don't, not really. It was like I must have had something bad. Something must have happened. And then I was a bit sick for the rest of the night after that. I was like, damn, get me home.
Maybe the movie just caused a reaction in you.
It scared me though, because I'm like, damn, like that was really me on the brink of crapping myself. Like what happens if I get that feeling again? Like is something wrong with me?
What was the time between you getting the feeling and you genuinely about to crap yourself?
A few minutes.
Oh, that's bad.
So we didn't have much.
So bad.
We did not have much turnaround time, bro. That's not good. Like if I get that feeling in public, there needs to be a toilet close by.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't know. Maybe it's the start of fucking IBS. Maybe it's the start of the IBS. Who knows? But it was just weird. I think it was like a combination of a little bit of champagne and a Coca-Cola.
Were you getting boozy with it?
No, I had
in the cinema.
My missus had took me out for dinner. So I had one glass of champagne and then I had a Coke in the cinema. And I think the Coke set me off because I don't have sugary drinks now.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
So maybe the Coke was like too much sugar for my body after not having it for so long. Who knows?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you give Saltburn out of 10?
I get like a 7-ish, 7.5. Like I enjoyed it and it was good, but it wasn't like...
I really liked it. I thought there's a lot of conversation going on about the final montage because there's a lot of people that said, oh... Who the hell is that?
Who's that? Who goes there? Oh, it's just Prod.
And then, so what happens is the ending, I'm literally about to talk about the ending here, Prod. What happens is they show this montage that kind of recaps his entire thing, but you kind of get the drift throughout, like when these things happen, you kind of know it. And a lot of people are just saying it didn't need that final montage
of him saying
it, where it, like where it looks and it explains it all.
I would agree with that. It does feel a bit forced.
Yeah,
like it's like you're trying to force this idea of, oh my god, I can't believe he
did that. He said like, but we
oh my
kind
god,
of already
he,
knew
he
that.
Was a mastermind the whole time.
Yeah,
kind of knew he was plotting because like everything just alludes to that.
Yeah, and I think ending it before that would have been the play.
Yeah, maybe you don't know the specifics. Like you didn't know he put a pin in his bike.
Yeah. But either way, I still really enjoyed it. For me, I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Fair enough.
I liked it. I thought
it's worth watching. I would recommend anyone to watch it. You just got to have the stomach for it. You know, if you've got a sensitive. You're sensitive, or you're a bit of a snowflake, I wouldn't go watch it.
Do not watch that stuff. Oh, and then the scene where Ollie is like dancing around the mansion naked.
I missed that bit. That was a bit I missed. I went on.
Oh, did you? Because he's literally just like dancing around, caught flying around everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, because in my head, I always thought, oh, these actors, like they wear underwear and they probably like CGI.
Get paid
stuff.
More for that though.
Yeah, but I'm sure he, like, bro, his cock was in my face.
He's just one of them actors, man. He got it.
He has it like that.
He's big time though. And he's going to get more. Like if it goes ahead, he's the Joker.
Really?
Yeah, because he's already been the Joker in the new Batman. He was the Joker at the end.
Okay.
So I don't know. Have you seen the new Batman? Well, at the end, it's like, I think they actually cut it in the end. Can't remember. But have you seen it, Stanley?
You can hear the voice. It doesn't show it.
Yeah, it kind of, there's a scene where you do see it though, right? But it's like blurred out. And he's this, but it's like a different version of the Joker because this time it like looks messed up.
Okay.
He's already in prison and he's already had his storyline. So I think that's what they're trying to do with it. Like Batman has already met him before or something like that. But yeah, being the Joker is a big
mega
deal.
Role.
Because it'll be in the universe because there already is another Joker. It gets a bit confusing.
It does get a bit weird, doesn't it? Yeah, either way. Awesome acting performances from both the leads. Actually, from pretty much everyone in there was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought the girl was really good in it too. Like the
mother was good.
The mother and the sister.
I forgot what her name is.
Yeah. Either way, guys, look, 8 out of 10 from me. Chip, you're giving it what? 7? 7.5?
No, 7. Yeah, 7.
Yeah. All right, so there we have it. Look, there's a few other bits that we want to talk about. Wait for
Prod. We'll prod back in here, Stan. Wheel him back in.
Get a little freak in here.
Look at how small this PS1 controller is. Like, have you looked at, like, this is a, I know it's a PS2 behind me, but I want to say that this is the PS1 controller for some reason. Look at how small that is. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a PS1 controller, isn't
it? Did you notice, by the way, guys, the kid that played Chip in the trailer, he's playing Claw Grip.
Yeah.
On the control. To people that don't know, to the non-nerds out there, Chip, explain what a claw grip is.
It's just like a grip that you could use where you can press more buttons and your fingers are like almost turned in. It's like that. It's absolutely nuts that he was doing that. I didn't think kids would still be doing that at this age. He was literally a mini me. His name was Josh as well.
No way.
That was wild. His name was Josh.
His name was Josh, playing the younger version of me, bit of a gamer.
The younger version of me was actually a Man City fan and he had to wear a Liverpool top. I suppose he was kicking off.
They were good lads.
They were amazing.
Shout out to them.
And supposedly the kid that played me as well was also in Black Mirror.
Yes, he was.
Which is amazing.
For those who've seen the new season of Black Mirror, it was the Aaron Paul episode and he was his son back on Earth.
Yeah.
Which was the biggest episode.
Really?
Yeah, because Aaron Paul was in it. It was like meant to be like the flagship episode or whatever you'd call it.
It was incredible watching both of those two just act. I was there like, my God, this is crazy. Yeah. So yeah, that was sick. Right.
What we got?
Ooh, word of the year. Chip, what was going on here? Oxford Dictionary have announced their word of the year is Riz.
Nah.
It can't be.
Yeah, it is.
Why is it? What's the criteria? Like, how do you get?
They decide it. Oxford Dictionary decide what the word of the year is.
Big word, to be fair, wasn't it?
Is that even in the Oxford Dictionary? First of all,
no,
I thought it was like a slang.
I think it goes in now. No,
I think that's what the.
Oh, so it's
is.
Like, oh, congratulations to Riz for making it into the Oxford Dictionary.
Well, what is? What else would be up for competition?
I don't know. I just thought that maybe they would just pick a word from their dictionary.
Was there like a list of words that it was competing against?
Yeah. Top five words of the year. What a job that must be.
Look at this example they've used. Livy rizzed up baby Gronk.
That cannot be real.
What?
Livy rizzed up baby Gronk.
Who is baby Gronk, by the way?
Damn, I'm getting old, man.
Just this little kid. Like, Gronk is an NFL player, and it's just a small version of him.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
What'll be your word of the year, boys?
Ooh, my word of the year.
I don't really know.
I realize my vocabulary is so limited. It's actually a bit embarrassing.
I mean, man, it just is what it is. You don't want to be one of those... I mean, it's good to have good vocab, I guess, but we're not those kind of guys that sit here and try and fucking articulate like crazy sentences all the time. Like, we're fucking podcasts of two guys that get drunk all the time and we're ourselves.
We're degens.
Yeah.
Degenerate.
I do find it impressive.
That's my word, a degenerate.
When I come into a conversation with someone that starts like stringing together, like, you know the words, but you wouldn't use them personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, fair enough.
Do you actually think that sometimes I think people force it?
You can never tell, because to think they're forcing it, in my opinion, would be like, oh, I can't do it, so they must be forcing it. So I don't want to think like that, because it's kind of like I'm limit, you know, it's like, oh, I ain't good enough, so that means they can't be good enough.
Okay, yeah, you went deep on me. You just called me a cuck. All right.
Nah, we're ourselves.
What's your word of the year then? I went degenerate. I like that word. Don't ask me to spell it.
Already a word though. Oh, are you saying like it could just be like what my favorite word was?
Yeah, what's your favorite word?
Brody, talk to me about my lingo this year, because I mix and match my, I go through cycles, don't I? What's something I would say?
Well, you fat shame a lot of people. So
you are a big fat shamer.
I wouldn't have to be.
Piggy has been a big one for me this year.
That's your word.
Yeah, I love on my
you love calling people piggy. Last year it was something to do with Quandale Dingle.
Yeah,
it had to be Quandale.
Last year Quandale Dingle went crazy, man.
In Australia, that's all we fucking said.
Yeah.
Cooked's been a big word this year.
Is it one of my words though? I don't know. I tell you what, let's see what the audience thinks. What was my main thing? Because fellas fans will know.
Yeah, they will know.
The thing I really want us to leave in this fucking year is...
A language.
Sorry. It's giving...
Oh, that's a saving grace special.
Oh, God, mate. Bro, it actually makes my skin crawl.
Oh, she did love that one anyway, didn't she?
It's giving. Everybody loved that one. I still love that one. It's giving jealousy, prod.
Hey.
But it is.
You just got...
You're doing the most for Fiat 500.
Doing the most. That might have to be left.
That's not new, though. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, for a couple of years. Some would argue that survived the test of time, that one.
Yeah, keep it moving. Keep it moving, pal.
Yeah, you loved that one.
That was a good one for a while. Yeah, okay. I'll let the audience decide what mine was, because I actually don't know. I don't have the memory skills for that.
Oh my gosh, the Cybertruck. Everyone's talking about the Cybertruck.
Yeah, I saw like a lot of videos of like people throwing stuff at it. Do you remember
people were shooting at it? Like, it's bulletproof.
Do you remember the original video from back in the day? Like more around the times when it got announced and it just broke.
Yeah, they're like, this thing is indestructible, and then someone shot like a baseball at it and it just smashed the glass.
Yeah. And it just stood, Elon Musk.
But this was on stage. Yeah.
Still don't know if it was planned or not.
It wasn't, man. You don't do that. No.
Yeah. So what? You told me the other day that you wouldn't mind getting one.
Only because they said they were going to make a slightly smaller version for the UK, because in the UK, the roads are just way too small.
Can I say something? It seems like a common thing at the moment to be hating on the Tesla. I think they're all right. I'm not a fan by any means, and I probably will never own one.
Yeah.
But I keep seeing like on TikTok, like just in the comments or like Instagram, people like will dog on them and just like, oh yeah, blah, 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 this and that, you know, they fall apart or they're this or just something. You see it quite a lot. What is that about?
The biggest thing I have a problem with is when they do that, right? So they're doing what you're doing and they go, look at the gaps in between these panels. Look at the panel gaps. the panel gaps. And I'm just there like, I don't give a rat's ass.
Isn't it, man? It gets you to A to B. It's safe.
As long as it's, yeah.
Relatively safe.
No, right? Well, Teslas are notorious for being like one of the most safe cars out there. But the problem is, it's because Elon Musk is so polarizing that people really don't want to like Teslas. And that's fine. And look, if you don't like the look of the Cybertruck, I totally get it, man. This thing could be absolutely hideous to someone. I think it's quite a fun car. I like the fact that it doesn't look like it should be a car.
Yeah.
I just think that's cool. Somebody's gone out, somebody's made this. And not only that, but they've actually put it in mass production. That's sick.
I'm with you on that. Because You know I like my cyberpunk style aesthetic. Type in Hyundai. How have I forgotten the name now?
Well, plug a Hyundai, okay.
Nah, type in Hyundai. Oh, what's it called? I had it literally. Type in Hyundai space N. Envision 74. Go down. Pull this up.
Let's have a look. So what is it about this one? That looks like it's out of Back to the Future.
Yeah, so it was a concept car, and I think, and I could be wrong, so sorry to all the car guys here if I am wrong, that they are putting it into production. Whether it'll look exactly like that, I don't know, but that's a fucking cool look. That's a cool looking car, eh?
That is. I like it when they come out with just some slightly some cool weird stuff.
Like, yeah, like you know, it's not conventional. It looks different. It looks old but new. And yeah. I kind of like it. It does remind me of the DeLorean.
Yeah, a little classic, but not really.
Let me tell you what cars I was looking at today, because obviously here and there, every now and then I'll go and look at like an EV, see what I can do. And I found some new ones. Lotus.
A Lotus EV? No way. Yeah, right.
In. Go on the Lotus website. They got a few. They got, I think, two. And then they've just got like a new fleet of cars.
Is this the 4x4 one?
There's a 4x4
that looks like the Urus.
Whoa, that thing does look like a Urus. What?
Yeah, it's very similar, isn't it?
And these are all electric?
I think there's four cars.
Whoa, that one actually looks sick.
Yeah, so.
What are Lotus cooking, man?
That's what I mean. And I just thought, oh, that's cool. And it caught my eye a little bit. So maybe one day you'll see me driving around in a little Lotus. I don't know. But yeah.
Are they expensive, these?
I don't, not as expensive as other. There is a Lotus on there that if you click available cars, here we go. We can just have a look now. I think two of these, I think there was four or five and two of them are electric.
Okay.
So there's that Elite Trade.
100K for these knockoff Uruses.
I probably wouldn't get that one though. I think there was another one. It was a different one. And I don't think the one I'm looking for had the price out yet, if I'm honest, because these are all the same. Keep scrolling.
Damn, they're not cheap though. Wow.
What's a Urus though?
A Urus is like 250, like used for a good one.
Yeah, they've got loads of different versions of it, like S and R. These are all the same one though. There is like a page that shows you like this is actually...
Wow, 150K for a Lotus.
Click back on the right on that three tab thing. Sorry, on the right, you know, the tab on the right.
The menu, yeah.
Here we go. So those four there, those are the cars.
The Evija.
One of the, go on, click the Evija. One of them's like a proper sports car.
Whoa.
This is like expensive.
This is it. No, stay on it.
That one is really expensive.
Wow. Now that looks fun.
Looks quite cool, doesn't it? To be fair. What's this one called again?
The Evija.
Yeah, this is a bit out of my price range, I think, this one.
Oh, what? Is it like, what? Like 300, 400K?
Nah, more than that, I think.
Really?
What? Yeah, it's...
I didn't realize Lotus.
Since when a Lotus cooking like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't play around, but go on the other ones. There is another one here that was another electric and it...
You were a fan of this
one. Nah, it's not this one.
Ooh.
That is nice.
Yo, what? Lotus actually have some nice cars at
them. All right, go on there, Mia. Maybe it's that one. Must be this one, actually. This is the other electric one.
They're not
the fully,
cheap
fully electric Hyper GT. There you go. This is the one.
Yeah, I like that, man.
That's disgusting. That's so ugly.
You don't like this one. You prefer the other one.
I thought three of the other ones.
I thought this one was... But this they've only two electric ones, and I thought this was quite cool, and the inside was cool.
Wait, they're not all electric?
Only this one and the one that looks like a Urus.
Okay.
The other two are actual...
Actually, you know what? Let me take that back. It doesn't look too bad.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that, because maybe one day I'll get that. Does it say the price of this one? I don't think it does.
Yeah, no. It says reserve, so...
Yeah.
That's decent, though. So maybe you get a car on the horizon.
Maybe.
Not a Cybertruck, though? A
couple of years. Nah.
100K for a Cybertruck.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah.
Damn, that's not bad. That's not bad. Maybe, I don't know, I'll just get some, in the end, I'll get some that's functional, probably.
Like a Cybertruck?
If it's in my budget.
100K, that's in your budget, bro. Don't lie to us.
I'm going
to
need a loan off the bank for that one.
So, an interesting thing about the Cybertruck that I'm seeing here is that because the steering is not actually like a functional thing, it's all done through wireless and it's like a software based steering, and I think that's a first of its kind as well. I remember watching a video on it. I think it was, and maybe MKBHD, he did a video on it and he was explaining it. But surely that doesn't mean that if there's like some sort of failure, as in like a software failure, or even like, imagine you start up and it's got like a bug and you can't turn left, That can't be a thing, right?
That sounds a bit mad, man. Is that?
Surely if it's wireless, there is always the possibility of
that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Or no, you know what scares me more when you say it like that is people being able to hack in and drive your car.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
Because if there's no genuine physical steer,
yeah, but then I guess
you could be controlled from anywhere in the world.
Oh, they do it for you. You can get your assistant to drive you to farm foods.
Yeah. So someone just at home in a simulator driving you.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Wow.
I don't know. Anyways, guys, look, let's leave it there. We've covered a lot of things today. Thank you very much. Obviously, this is season two. Now, if you didn't know, we have a clips channel. So go and check out that clips channel.
Oh, yeah.
That is, we've decided we're going to put all the clips on over there. And so that way, if you subscribe to this channel, which if you haven't done already, then you need to do, then that way you can actually turn on notifications because that means you will just get the main podcast and you won't have the clips. Now, a lot of you guys out there, you do just prefer to consume podcasts via clips, and that's totally cool. But we decided to make our own channel for that. So go over there, check that out, and it'll definitely be worth it. Subscribe to both if you are a real hero, a real legend. Otherwise, guys, we'll catch you next
Christmas
time.
Christmas special next.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you something.
Big one.
Hype it, Chip.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Hype it, Chip.
Yeah, it's real big.
Wow.
Multiple guests.
Wow.
Maybe four guests.
Four?
Rotating guests.
What?
Alcohol.
What?
The whole shebang.
Guys, thank you very much for listening. If you did over on Spotify, a few people asked as well with us moving over here. Of course, we are still available on Spotify. We're also now available on Apple Music, D's Nuts, and of course, YouTube. So yeah, we will see you all next time, guys.
Yeah, see you at the Christmas special, baby.
Bye-bye. Hold
up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.